Starting today, people will get a chance to weigh in on a controversial question. Should four dams come down on the Lower Snake River? They're facing renewed scrutiny because of a court-ordered analysis on how they are harming salmon. For EarthFix, Courtney Flatt has more.
Last May, a federal judge, for the fifth time, rejected the government's plan for protecting threatened and endangered salmon in the Columbia River system. He said agencies must take a new look at all approaches to managing the dams, including breaching those on the Lower Snake River in southeast Washington. That order has led to a series of meetings throughout the Northwest. Supporters say the dams benefit the region with hydropower and slack water that barges can navigate from the mouth of the Columbia all the way to Lewiston, Idaho. But conservation groups say it's impossible to protect Snake River sockeye with the four dams still standing. Last summer's drought spelled disaster for the Snake River's endangered sockeye salmon. 99% died before making it to spawning grounds in central Idaho. I'm Courtney Flatt reporting.